It's rare when I get the chance to watch a full program on television. And when I find that I actually get to sit down, I'm more drawn to the commercials than to the show. I can see some smiles. Other people have the same kind of a system. But there's one particular commercial that I've been drawn to over and over again. I can't remember the product, but it's the catchphrase I remember. Will your problems be solved if you set the table for dinner? The scene is a family getting ready to sit down, getting ready to spend the evening together. But again, over and over, the catchphrase, will your problems be solved if you set the table for dinner? And we all know what setting the table for dinner means. It means pouring the water, making sure that that gets placed on the table. It means putting the flowers out, perhaps planning the menu. But lately I've been thinking, what is the figurative meaning of setting the table? Perhaps there's a deeper concept behind that notion. You see, I think that setting the table might mean setting the tone. Setting the tone for an atmosphere in which people can gather around and truly experience an intimate moment. I think setting the table for dinner might mean preparing oneself even before dinner happens and think about the people who will surround that table. Setting the table for dinner means preparing yourself. It means engaging in the correct atmosphere to create an intimate moment. Who cares about setting the table for dinner? Who cares about preparing your home unless you've prepared yourself to engage in real conversation, in true relationships, in real intimacy? This week I looked over the Parsha, and at first I was incredibly angered with B'nai Yisrael, because here is their ultimate moment. Here is their chance to speak with God. It's revelation. God comes with a great light show. Smoke and thunder and fire and lightning and the great shofar blasts. And what happens? When God asks to speak with B'nai Yisrael, what happens with the people? They run away. They retreat. They ask Moses to take their place. And like I said, I was upset with the Israelites. But it turns out that I've changed my mind. I wonder if the scene was different. I wonder if God approached B'nai Yisrael in a loving, in a calm, compassionate manner. If God, if you will, had set the table and been prepared to engage B'nai Yisrael in a softer tone, perhaps there would have been room for an intimate relationship between the people and God. I've been looking at a book called Only 10 Seconds to Care by Dr. Wendy Harfum. And she says that within the first 10 seconds between a patient and a physician, a patient will decide whether or not they feel comfortable enough to disclose their most intimate secrets, to disclose the facts that will save them from life or death. And the doctor says that patients will choose to lie. They'll choose to lie rather than to tell the truth because they're so frightened while sitting in that room. And if the physician, within that first 10 seconds, says out loud, "Tell me everything. Tell me the good, the bad, the silly, the embarrassing. Tell me anything that will make you feel comfortable, and I want you to know that I'm here to take care of you." It's then when a patient will decide to enter that intimate relationship. But that physician needs to set the table. Our daily interactions, think about them. with your children, with your parents, your friends, your family, your spouses? How do you prepare yourself to engage in a relationship with each one of them? It's easy to think about setting the table in our homes. We know that checklist by heart. Food, check. Silverware, check. Napkins, check. But when we prepare ourselves, prepare our souls for setting the table, it's an entirely different checklist. Am I ready for this moment? Check. Do I know who is about to enter this room? Check. How's my tone? Have I prepared the atmosphere so that my family and friends feel comfortable to speak with me? Check, check, check. I'd like you to engage in an experiment with me this week. Try setting the table for your soul. I can't promise you, like the commercial, that it will solve all of your problems. But what I can promise is that just perhaps, if you set the table, if you set your soul, the people that you will engage with just might come back a second time around. Shabbat Shalom.